donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And Wendy and Joe, if you remember, three weeks before the first person had taken the poisonous poke, the so-called COVID vaccines, Wendy, you were on here. We were talking about what they were going to be bringing out to people, and we were warning people that all of the test animals have died on these, and they were going to bring these out, and they were going to make them, I think it was like March 1st available. But we warned people, three weeks before the first shots were even given. And so there's a mindset now. The opposition is using, and they say, as long as people think it's planned, they're much quicker to take something that will harm them as long as it's planned. I know that sounds insane, but it's true. And so now the CDC is warning people about this anthrax. And folks, I'm going to tell you, if the CDC is warning people about this anthrax coming, it's not, they're not warning you for your benefit, believe me. They have corrupted, going back with Obama, it was the one that was really in this, corrupted everything. Look at what Fauci did. But anyhow, go ahead and play that clip.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the broadcast. Well, the CDC has just issued a brand new warning for the American people. And what makes this particular warning intriguing is two things. One, it's on the United Nations agenda. And two, well, it's what happened prior to that that kind of puts all the pieces together, if you will. Take a look at the CBS News article. Let's start first with this before we get into the warning, right? Anthrax confirmed in Kitson County cows, State Animal Health Board says. This is as of July 7th, 2023. And it states this. It says the Minnesota Board of Animal Health announced on Friday that its first case of anthrax has been reported in a decade, affecting cattle and a horse on a farm in Northwest Minnesota. The animals have been quarantined. Now, the sad news about this is most of the animals that catch that will die. In other words, this could affect our food supply right here in the United States of America, which we already know internationally wise. There's all kinds of countries. We have the Dutch over in Dutch. We have parts of the EU that are trying to pass laws to restrict some of our farmers, and specifically in the cattle industry, because they don't like the fact that the cows fart and are producing, you know, things in the air that should not be produced or whatnot. But either way, we have these anthrax cows. And unfortunately, many of them will die. But what's interesting is the alert and warning that came from the CDC shortly thereafter. And these are two different things, but I'm going to tie it together for you, right? Take a look. This is CDC.gov. Emerging tick bite associated meat allergy potentially affects thousands. Now, this is for immediate release. This is their warning that they published, and they just published it July 27th, 2023. But they get into it, right? The CDC reports that between 2010 and 2022, there were more than 110,000 suspected cases of alpha-gal syndrome identified. However, because the disease of alpha-gal syndrome requires a positive diagnostic test and a clinical exam, and some individuals with alpha-gal syndrome may not get tested, it is estimated that as many as 450,000 people might have been affected by AGS in the United States, according to two reports issued by the CDC in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report. Now, they're saying this for a couple of reasons, right? Studies show that many healthcare providers in the United States are not familiar with an emerging and potentially life-threatening allergic condition called alpha-gal syndrome, also known as red meat allergy or the tick bite meat allergy. Of course, those aware of AGS, knowledge about diagnosis and management is low. In one study, 1,500 family general practitioners, you got internists, pediatricians, nurse practitioners, and physical assistants across the country were surveyed, and results showed that nearly half of them had not heard of AGS. Approximately one third reported that they were not too confident in their ability to diagnose it. In other words, this AGS syndrome, which is a tick-borne meat allergy that you can get from a tick bite, which just so happens to go with their agenda of us not wanting to eat meat. I feel like there's more to the story. And I'm going to explain more on Restrictive Republic, by the way. I'm going to really expand on that at the end of this video. So hopefully you're on Restrictive Republic. But that said, I feel like there's more to the story. But anyway, we have this new this alert from the CDC warning of these tick bites associating and causing meat allergies. The problem is the number is likely, according to the CDC, way higher, up to 450,000 versus the 110,000 that were reported, because of the fact that a lot of our medical professionals aren't really aware of this. And that kind of cues the warning. But what's interesting to me let me show you before I move on. I want to show you some of the things associated with alpha-gal. Take a look at this right here. This is also on the CDC website. What is alpha-gal? Kind of gets into it. What are the syndromes associated? Here are some of the symptoms. So if these are symptoms you have, you can kind of pause or see that. I'll leave a link in the description box below. But it says, you know, it can be different from person to person. It can be life-threatening. People may not have an allergic reaction after every exposure. And of course, they also give their recommendation, and their recommendation is basically, hey, don't eat meat. Stop eating meat such as beef, pork, lamb, venison, rabbit, etc. But as I said before, I feel like this is all part of their Agenda 2030 plan anyway, because they don't want us eating meat. In fact, the United Nations and the World Health Organization have both stated this publicly, and even people like AOC here in the United States of America. As a quick reminder, take a look here. This is on the World Economic Forum. Here's a simple way to convince people to eat less meat, you know, to save the planet. The United Nations says we need to reduce our meat consumption to fight climate change and improve food security. And now we have these, you know, we have cow anthrax, and we have this tick-borne thing, both causing problems with meat supply. Anyhow, I'd love to get your thoughts, comments, and concerns on that, because I think there is more to the story. And like I said, I'm going to expand on Restrictive Republic. But before I do, I want to give you a quick...
All righty, there you go. So what do you think about all of that, Wendy?
Well, a lot to take in, and a lot of people listening probably don't know where to start. There's certain medicinal plants that have inhibitors to a lot of these things. The anthrax, for instance, there's history in books about people using remedies for anthrax going back to the 1800s. So they would use things like garlic, turmeric, astragalus root, echinacea, and those are the things that help the body defeat bacterial infections, which is what anthrax is. Gentian root has a natural inhibitor for Ebola, hemorrhagic fevers. So, I mean, there's lots of medicinals out there that people could tap into if they can't get to a healthcare provider or they prefer not to.
All righty, but... you know, I'm going back to when, listen, you can trust the CDC, they're all the major part of that world depopulation. You know, when this whole thing came out, one of the organizations that were exempting their employees, when all these companies were trying to force their employees to take the poisonous poke, the CDC exempted their employees.
All of them.
Yeah, do you know who else exempted their employees?
Congress.
NIH. National Institute of Health.
Yeah, but not the military. The military insisted that they shoot up our young soldiers with all of that. But Pfizer exempted its employees. They're killing everybody else, but they exempted their employees. There you go. Anyhow, whenever I hear the warning by the CDC... You know, you can trust the CDC to betray you, can't you? All righty, let's go with, that was another clip that's doctor. Now, you've heard, they're really going against people, all the frontline doctors. In fact, on August 9th, that's Wednesday, a week from today, Wendy, here in Ohio, we're going to be taking a bus trip to Columbus, actually at 6 a.m. in the morning for those because there's going to be a hearing down there, I think around 9 o'clock, and they're going to try to take away Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's license. Now, Dr. Sherry, she's a Christian activist. She's one of the frontline doctors, and they're really going after the frontline doctors. They went after Dr. Marcola just recently. I think you know the story on him, don't you, Wendy?
We did that story about the attack on Marcola.
And also Dr. Artis, they're going after all of the, you know, the frontline doctors. This is big pharma's dirty money.
Yeah,
big pharma's dirty.
They're going after practitioners, yeah. I know.
Yeah, dirty money. And then and people, herbalists like you, too, they're going after them in a different way. They're trying to tax them or make it to where some of the herbs can't be insured or whatever. This is all by big pharma. And it's all about control, 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 who lives and who dies. But anyhow, that's August 9th. There's going to be a bus leaving Eastgate Shopping Center here in Ohio, here in, and for on Route 91 and Route 322, the corner. And they're asking people, they want to go, it'll cost you $35 to ride from Eastgate out there, which is Mayfield Heights, to Columbus, on a luxury bus. It's one of the nice big buses, comfort buses, and but it'll leave out early in the morning. And if you want to be a part of that, you want to go down and support her, support Dr. Tenpenny, and she deserves your support. You would want to call Carol in RSVP, Carol at 440-544-1001. Again, that number to call Carol to RSVP, and that's for 1 week from today, 440-544-1001, 440-544-1001, and we'll give this announcement out too because she deserves our support. She's helped a lot of people. I've known her for a long, long time. Now,
I mean, I just hope that hundreds and hundreds of people come out to help her. This we've got to start fighting back and fighting back big time. If we don't help stand with individuals like that when they're attacked, they won't be, well, like the story of Nazi Germany, there won't be anybody left to stand up for us when they come after us.
Well, that's why it's so,
that's
why, right, but that is why it's so important, too, that we support, we get President Trump back in because of what they did to him. You see, we can't allow them to do that to him. It's not about Trump. It's much bigger than Trump. It's about all of us. And Trump was right when he said that they're coming after you. I'm just in their way. He's right. If we let them get away with that, there'll be no stopping. This is a dictatorship. This is like third world. Joe Obama Biden has got an extremely and totally corrupt Justice Department that is really a protection racket for the Biden crime family, and the same thing with the FBI. They've lost all credibility at all, and we've got Merrick Garland in there who has lied to Congress. This guy, believe me, I would be very hard-pressed for him to prosecute anyone who's more of a criminal than he himself, and that also goes along with that Jack Smith. That's the reality.
Yep, there's several articles. One was in The Federalist by John Daniel Davidson, and he said that while Jack Smith's court papers named President Trump as defendant, the DOJ prosecutor is actually coming after the American voter, quote, if they support Trump.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, there are several different people seeing this, and they're trying to speak out. They are coming after you and me and our listeners, and they're going to. They started with some of Trump's friends, attorneys, Giuliani, the husband-wife attorney team. Can't think of their name right now. They start going after. If we've got to realize they are changing America. They want to bring in a total socialist, democratic state, a communist state. They want complete control of your life, and there are so many things happening. You know, you can see it coming where they're shutting down our energy, they're cutting down our food supply, We're going to be running out of electricity because they're shutting down coal-fired power plants, nuclear plants. And while they're, you know, doubling the amount of electricity that's going to be required, they're bringing this country to its knees, and people better realize this is a battle. This is a fight.
In short, Joe, what it's about, it's about reducing and completely controlling the population, to reduce and completely control.
Exactly, which is what a communist state does. Look at North Korea, look at China.
Well, you know,
people are totally controlled.
And that's what the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why we're going to play this clip by Dr. Brian Artis. And he's talking about what you really need to know about these COVID vaccines. We've been warning people and warning people and warning people. What you don't know, what you're not hearing, you just hear when someone who's famous, you know, like what's his name's son that just, you know, had that on the field out there where he had, LeBron James' son.
When people are
very well known, these athletes, but you don't hear about how many are dying. You don't hear about all these women that are dying after they've given birth to their babies. So let's listen to Dr. Brian Artis. He's got some information for you.
COVID, you were all told, was a virus, and that the virus had either come from a lab or from a cave or from a wet market somewhere and made you sick. But that it came from a bat. That's what you were told. A bat was the narrative you were sold. But that's not what was being published. So from January of 2020, it was confirmed by Chinese researchers that COVID and the antibodies inside of the Wuhan sick people were actually antibodies directed towards two snakes' venoms. Not bats. The king cobra and the Chinese crate snake, they said, were the origins of COVID. Now, 4 months later, in April of 2020, French researchers identified and broke out the gene sequence of the spike protein on the outside of SARS-CoV-2 virus. So without the virus, they just took this spike protein off the outside of it, supposedly, and ran the gene sequence of this deadly pathogenic spike protein that's never existed on another virus ever, that made this one so deadly to create the pandemonium of fear around the world. That spike protein, they ran its gene sequence and then put it in a DNA database, and it populated what it was identical to. In April of 2020, in France, geneticists determined it was most identical to king cobra venom, called cobra toxin, a short protein sequence of its venom from the king cobra snake and the Chinese crate snake. All right, so the spike protein on COVID that was making everybody sick, that is published worldwide, it's the spike protein that makes everybody sick, that's on the outside of this virus, was confirmed to be venom peptides from two snakes. So that's the correlation between COVID and snake venom. COVID-19 vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, which is what Pfizer and Moderna's are, which are the ones most given to Americans and around the world, the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are made, and credit is given to two scientists who created it. And their names are Kathleen Carrico and Drew Wiseman at the University of Pennsylvania. When you're asking about venom correlation to COVID-19 vaccines, all you gotta do is go look at their research papers. Since 2009, they were paid by Anthony Fauci's department at the NIAID of the NIH. They have been funded 100%, these two people, to create mRNA gene therapy vaccines. That's what it says in every one of their papers. And since 2009, they publish that what they inject inside of a mammal to do mRNA gene therapy requires a few components that they add to the shots to cleave or cut your RNA or DNA. And in every single paper, they say they use RNases of all types and something called, by word, it's in their papers, snake venom phosphodiesterase. Because RNases and snake venom phosphodiesterase damage any nuclear material like mRNA, RNA, or DNA. So anything that carries genetic material, they know venom from snakes will do it. Now, why is this important? RNases that they use to do all gene therapy and research, RNases are from snake venom. Snake venom has three components that damage DNA and RNA. It's called DNase, RNase, and snake venom phosphodiesterase. This is all gene researchers are using. If you don't know this is what they're doing, go study CRISPR technology. I mean, most people don't know this, but CRISPR technology, we're doing billions of dollars of research into this where we're convincing us that scientists are able to delete genes in our body that we inherited in our DNA. Scientists are telling us we can cut out certain genes that lead to disease in your family line or history. If we delete that gene and replace it with another gene, we can keep you from ever developing breast cancer that runs in your family, heart disease that runs in your family, Alzheimer's that runs in your family. That's CRISPR technology. Billions of dollars are going into that every year. Do you know CRISPS? CRISPR technology is spelled capital, C-R-I-S-P with a little R. But CRISP is all capital. You know what CRISPS are? CRISPS are snake venom components. The whole CRISPR technology is we want to delete the human DNA that God created and put inside of you. We want to delete your genes and insert snake venom genes in its place. And they believe that snakes and its venom it creates, for whatever reason, the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry, which is truly just an extension of the cult of Asclepius, whose cult involved the worship and utilization of snakes. This is why you see snakes on all the pharmaceutical and medical anything. They always have snakes represented there. They believe snakes. Since the time of the cult of Asclepius, they believe snakes represent and symbolize rebirth, regeneration, and immortality. So these scientists believe they can play God with your DNA, delete your DNA, and insert snake venom's DNA inside of you.
Wow, could there be a link between snake venom and the COVID injections? Here's more from Dr. Artis.
Venom. All venoms target nicotine receptors. Guess what all viruses do, supposedly, in published print? They target nicotine receptors. And if doctors around the world want to be really great at helping to solve the mystery of COVID, long hauler COVID, and vaccine injury, there's just one thing you all need to start doing research into. And I'm telling you, it will be a gold mine to help save lives around the world. If that's why you became a medical or health professional, you need to learn what they know. They know all viruses, including the influenza viruses, that they target what are called alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. And every single cell in your body, including your T cells that are your immune system, they're lined with these nicotine receptors. Venoms are called antagonistic to these nicotine receptors. Antagonistic means it shuts them off. So whatever a cell does normally, an antagonist will make it do the opposite. They are targeting worldwide alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, and every single cell in your body that they are publishing are side effects to COVID, long hauler COVIDs, and the COVID-19 vaccines that people are receiving and all their injuries. Look at the cells in their body that cause those symptoms that have been injured by COVID or the vaccines. And type in that cell in your research studies, type in that cell in alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, abbreviated alpha-7 NACHR.
Already very good. There you go. He goes into this deeper, but I think you get the message here. We cannot trust Big Pharma at all. At all. We cannot trust.
Well, we told people there were patents for the COVID virus several years before they claimed that COVID was discovered.
Well, so, he was right
remember,
about...
I can't remember which doctor it was, but they had the patent on the virus.
So,
do you remember?
Yeah. What do you think? What did you say? Go ahead, Wendy.
Wendy, do you remember when that happened?
Well, I was going to say he was right about the Circassia symbol, which is the medical symbol with the staff and the snake. Dr. True Ott traced that symbol back to ancient Babylon. And it was a witch doctor's symbol. And what they would do is line sick people up on cots or in the floor, and there'd be aisles in between them, and the witch doctor would walk up and down with a poisonous snake on a staff, and if the snake bit you and you lived, you were cured.
Yeah. You were cured, yeah. Definitely. Yep.
Oh, well, right. Yep.
There's that word, but, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd just soon go in a different direction. It's an amazing. Yeah, well, you know, the serpent has never been a symbol for good, has it?
No, it hasn't.
When you had the fiery serpents upon the rod that they would raise up, okay, that serpent represented actually death. But when you had the fiery serpents down there, if you were to look up, and in other words, by looking up on that fiery serpent that they would raise up, was a test. It was a test of your faith in God. In other words, it was your faith in God that if you looked upon that and you trusted in that, and you did get bit, it would not kill you, would not harm you, and so that was the purpose. There was nothing good about the serpent.
No, but it was putting your faith and trust in what God said to do, period.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, there you go. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines, I think, and take some calls. And Colonel Joe had called while we were playing the clip. So, Joe, if you're listening out there, if you could go ahead and call back in. And Kyle, put him up first, because I think he's probably got an announcement to make. He usually, when he does... And we're here in Ohio, Wendy. We're battling, Joe. You know how we are battling, really battling with this thing coming up 1 week from yesterday, August 8th. August 8th, we're going to have a vote on Amendment 1. And, folks, it's very, very important that you vote yes. They worded that thing to confuse people a lot of times, and... Let me just say this. A yes vote is a pro-life vote. A no vote is a pro-death vote. A yes vote is a parental rights vote. Now, a no vote is anti-parental rights. You have to understand, the people...
They wrote the bill to confuse you.
Right. And, Joe, they brought in about $40 million of dark money, of really dark money here into Ohio. These are the people that are pushing, that are putting these signs, vote no, out there. They're the same ones that are behind the child sex trafficking. These are very, 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 very sinister people. So, folks, we're counting on you. We don't have the money they have. We don't have the kind of money to fight for life that they have to spend for death. Okay, these are wicked people. They're the ones that want to take away parental rights so they can come in, start mutilating all the children, the ones they don't kill by abortion. By the way, that would, if they can amend the Constitution, they want to amend it to where it eliminates all the pro-life legislation that we've ever passed. So you can kill babies right up until the time of birth and after. These are people that are extremely wicked people. When they're running these ads on television, when they call we the people, those are the wicked, the evil, the ungodly people is who they are. And so, anyhow, you need to know that. Remember, vote yes. Tell as many people as you can. It's very, very important. A yes vote is a pro-life vote. A yes vote is a pro-life vote on issue one. On issue one, it's a long story, and that means we raise the amount of votes that it would take to amend our Constitution. And the very same people that have... that are pushing this to keep it at 50 so that they can amend their Constitution, but with 51%, the phone number, okay, to call in is 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Vote yes, folks. Vote yes on issue one. We're coming up to a break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls. And Wendy's here, so if you got those really hard questions, she's right here. And she's still awake, right, Wendy?
Yeah, I am.
There you go. Alrighty. So, how much time do I have? I thought we'd have been there.
Yeah, you never hear me snore. I've got a snooze button.
Oh, all right. We'll be right back. so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. You and we're going to go out to PA with Judy. Hey, Judy, you're in the air.
Hi, Judy. How are you, Pastor?
I'm okay. How are you? Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I am driving and I'm on a country road. I'm almost home, so I'm just leaving work. But do you think that we could do a 48-hour prayer and fasting for the weekend for this boat on Monday? All Christians out there, if they were on board with it?
I think there's a lot of people. We just might be doing that. There's a lot of things we can do. We've done that prayer and fasting many, many times, but not a bad idea. 48 hours starting with Sunday and Monday and the votes on. Well, you know what, though, Judy? They're encouraging people to vote early because, you know, with the way the Democrats work, the later votes coming in have a tendency sometimes not to get counted. And so, but now prayer and fasting is always good, and you don't have to wait till the weekend. People out there could do it right now.
Right. I only know one person in Ohio besides you guys, and he visited our church last week here in Pennsylvania because his parents are part of my congregation, and he lives in Ohio, and he was definitely aware of what was going on. So I was happy to hear that, and he's on top of it. He knows about the issue, and, you know, they know what to do and all that. So, but, yeah.
Yeah, we have a real... It's getting, the war is heating up here in Ohio. I mean, signs are going up all over. Ads are being run. Those of us that understand what's happening, you know, again, is the life culture against the death culture. That's exactly what it is. The Bible tells you in Deuteronomy 28, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. And that's what we have done. In the opposition, they have chosen death. But thanks, Judy.
Yeah.
It's
God
bless.
Very sad, but we'll just thank you for everything that you do. I come home every night. I listen to you. I am so glad you guys are on the radio. It's a whole lot better than watching the news.
Well, thank you. That makes us feel good. And so that's your real encouragement to us. So thank you so much. Let's go out to, well, we're still in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Philadelphia and Ray. Hey, Ray.
Hi, Pastor. How are you doing tonight?
We're okay. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question for Wendy, if she's still there.
She's there.
I'm here.
Okay. Listen, I came down with COVID for the third time back on Christmas Eve of this past year, and I've been left over with a COVID lung, and I've been to the pulmonologist twice, and I'm getting better, but I still, because my breathing studies show that, but when I take deep breaths and I blow it out of my mouth, the pulmonologist stated, I still have that whistle. Now, he wants me to continue to use the inhaler, which has a steroid in it. I've come down with thrush twice, and I was on oral steroids for five doses to try and get through this. So I was just wondering, is there an herbal remedy for this that could help
me? Well, Ray, it's a very good question. As you know, I can't give medical advice, but...
No, I understand that.
Yeah, but herbalists have used a couple of herbs for pulmonary issues. One of them is lobelia. Of course, the FDA doesn't like that.
Of course not.
But it has a wonderful action of dilating the bronchial for easier breathing. Often asthmatics, people with COPD, and smokers tend to like it because of that reason.
Okay.
It's also great. It's also great if you get congestion. It helps loosen that sticky mucus, so it's easier to, you know, cough it up. The other herb used down through history is thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. It has a natural germicide in it to help with pulmonary issues. So those are the two places I'd start. Lobelia. That has to be aged in two different catalysts to get all 16 alkaloids. So it's in alcohol and vinegar, and the liquid is what I would use if I had a problem.
Okay, that's fine. I'll definitely look into that then. That's fine. Thank you. And Pastor, I had one question for you. Did you hear that Mike Pence came out with a statement regarding abortion? He wanted to have some type of federal mandate for a 15-week abortion plan for the country.
No, I didn't hear. He has always been pro-life, but 15 weeks, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I read it. I read it online the other day he came out for 15 weeks, and I figure a Christian man won't even want to do that.
No.
But anyway, it is what it is. So, again, thank you for your program. You're doing a great job. I appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you very much, Ray. God bless you, my friend. All right, let's go. We have, you've heard about the book, The Green Beret. Well, the fellow that wrote it is right here. Now, this is an old soldier, Colonel Joe, and he's older than the other Joe here.
I'm older than you.
No, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, that was good to talk to you. First thing, I owe an apology. I was supposed to send a donation. I'm going to be sending it tomorrow morning. Anybody else, you know, that didn't send in the donations they promised, you better get them in or I'm going to file a lawsuit against all of you.
All right, very good.
Number one. Number two, you know, on what's coming up. We got this vote going on, and there is so much error that has been spread by those who oppose this constitutional change. Let me just begin with, I have been working on helping corporations, these are usually nonprofit, helping them incorporate under the state laws of Ohio, helping them set up their constitution and bylaws. Every time, virtually every one of them, we have one vote for ordinary matters, policy matters that people are passing, and that's usually just by a majority. But if there's going to be changes in the constitution of those corporations, those groups that are helping out there with society, those are always by more than a majority. Sometimes 3/4 even are needed. And why is that? Well, because when you're going to do important changes regarding your constitution, you want to have all the people in the group focused on that, all the people able to discuss it, and that the requirement to pass that will take account of needing most of the people in the corporation to support that. These are ordinary ideas about corporations. So that's all we're really doing here in Ohio, is catching up with all of our public nonprofit groups and non-governmental groups. That's number one. Point number two, all those groups that have come out to advocate for no votes, you know, the negative votes, all those groups have constitutions. And virtually all of those groups require much more than the 50%, usually 60, 75, two-thirds, whatever. So these groups are actually hypocrites. They're speaking against what they themselves are doing, and they're trying to impose that.
Of course they are. Of course they're hypocrites. That's exactly, you know, they're all antichrist. And, Joe, you've been listening, as I have, to the disinformation they are putting out. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Right, and that's what's terrible about this. We get down into the final point that I want to make, and that is that when we consider our Constitution here in Ohio, it ought to be almost a sacred document. I don't want to say that because it may sound sacrilegious, but it's the kind of document that you should only change when most of the people understand the issue and most of the people are interested and involved in the change. And that means that you need to have something like 2/3, 60% maybe okay, but like even 2/3 or 3/4 in order to protect your Constitution against sudden changes in it by small groups that are able to get in and maybe to actually infect the very process at a time when most of the corporation can't focus on
dark money, Joe, dark out-of-state money.
Right, that's the other problem that we face. You know, somehow there has to be a control of that because it affects all of our elections, too, of personnel for offices. So we got a terrible, terrible kinds of set of problems right now. And Reverend Saunders, it's prayer and more prayer that's needed. And, of course, that always should be supported by some financial assistance. So, like I say, I apologize. I'll send in my donation tomorrow. In fact, I'll double what I promised and send that in to you.
Well,
keep
thank you so
work,
much,
Reverend.
Thank you,
you sound
for...
good. Dude, Reverend, you sound like a really vigorous 98-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still here. I mean, people should understand that you and I go back about 50 years. I mean, we go back out. I mean,
right?
Out there saving the babies.
Yes, so most people should understand that we're speaking now from the other side. You know, both of us got kicked off the planet. We're speaking from the other side to everybody, and we know what's a little bit more about what's true or not. But, hey, we love you, Reverend.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. God bless, my friend. All right, there you go.
Pastor, I was thinking he said something about the sacred document. Well, actually, it pretty much is. We appeal to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. And they talk about the laws of nature, nature's God. And then we hold these truths to be self-evident. Why? We are endowed by our Creator with certain rights. And they'll go right. So in a way, it is, it's a covenant with God. It is semi-sacred.
Yeah. And, you know, not only that, but, you know, in the Ohio Constitution there, there's one part in there that it says imbeciles should not have the right to vote. Now, if you're voting for killing babies and for mutilating children, you're an imbecile. and a wicked one at that. Let's go out to Minnesota. We got Vince. Vince, you're in the air.
Thank you, Pastor, for taking my call here. I'm a King James believer. The King James says the sun stops, so Joshua can finish the battle. Do you agree with that, that God actually stopped the sun and not stopping the earth?
Absolutely. You know.
All right. I believe that. You know, now, another thing, I'm a pro-life person, 100%, but I'm not right at this time and era, I'm not for being fruitful and multiply as in a large family, because with the high-tech technology and the Internet, I think you got to be totally insane to have children.
Well, you know, I go by what God's Word, the Bible, tells you. If you put your faith in Him, and like I said, He said to be fruitful and multiply. But I think we're at that time right now where He's about to do like what He did in the days of Noah. I think He's about to clean it up again. And so, but anyhow, yeah, I hold to exactly what the Word of God teaches. But thanks, Vince.
If people would listen to God's Word and were obedient, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in.
Right, because children are still a blessing. Children are still a blessing to godly people, godly parents today. And so there's so many people that can't have children yet. But we're living in the time that the Bible talks about. It's called the evil day or the days of sorrows. But still, I can tell you, there's nothing that'll bring more joy to you than a newborn baby, right? So,
right.
All righty. We got one fast call, and then how much time do I have? Okay. We're going to take Clifford. Clifford, you're the last call. You've got 90 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Wendy, could you reiterate that German thing for the eyes, you know, that goes back, you know, that helps clear the eyes, surface of the eyes. And what about SAME, Sammy? Have you heard of that as a supplement? It's spelled S-A-M-E, but it's pronounced Sammy.
No, I haven't heard about that. And what was your first question about the eyes?
Yeah, you had said that there's a German, drops for the eyes, you know, going
back.
Oh,
the Cinemera drops, yeah.
Cinemera, right.
Yeah, they're making them here in America. NaturalEyeCare.com carries them.
Right. And also you were saying that, what was it, dandelion? Some Canadian doctors said that had anti-cancer effects they found.
That was the Windsor Medical University out of Quebec, Canada. It was a study with Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Marion Pandy.
Okay.
And all right, thanks, Cliff. We're out of time. Thanks for calling. All righty. You know, we're up against that time again that we get to every night. And so we're just going to do this. I've got both of you folks here with me. We always tell folks, let's show them how we can lead them in a sinner's prayer. Folks out there listening to me again, this is the most important part of the program. We save it to the end, so that's the last thing we want you to remember about this program when you leave here before you go to bed tonight. And that is, in fact, that a lot of people are going to go to bed tonight and not wake up. They're not going to wake up in the morning, okay, because their soul will be required of them. Now, here's the thing. You don't know when your soul is going to be required of you. At this time tomorrow, a whole lot of people that are in this world, millions, will not be here, okay? Their soul would have been required of them. But the vast majority of them have no plans on dying. So here's what you got to do. You got to listen to, and you got to just repeat after me. We're going to pray to the Father. If you're out there, you have not received Christ as your Savior, and you died tonight, and you died in your sin, well, it doesn't get any worse than that. You don't want that to happen, so you want to be sure. And so just repeat after me. And that is, Heavenly Father, Joe and you and Wendy.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come before you a sinner.
I come before you a sinner.
And according to thy perfect word.
According to thy perfect word.
I deserve hellfire. But Father God.
Father God.
You so loved the world. That you gave your only begotten Son. You placed him on the cross. In my place. He took my sins upon him. He paid the price for me. Right now, Father God. I'm asking you to forgive me for my sins. Right now, Lord Jesus. I'm asking you to be the Lord of my life. All of my life. Without any reservations. You're number one in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm now a new creature. A born again believer. An heir of the kingdom. And now being indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you've said that prayer out there, I'd like to hear from you. Some of the people are calling in at 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367. And they're letting us know that they've said that prayer with us. And folks, again, you will never, ever do anything that means as much to you as calling upon the name of the Lord. Another number you can call is 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036. Thanks for being here tonight with us, Wendy and Joe.
Sure.
And as we get to this time, every night at this time, we do this. We say good night. And we say, God bless y'all.
God bless.
And then we say, always. Okay? And we do mean always, don't we? Right?
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.